Hello?
Hi, is this CJ?
Yes.
Hi, CJ. CJ, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I got a message from Catherine. Hey, happy Wednesday. How's your day going?
It's going all right.
Okay, so Catherine wanted me to reach out to you. We received an email saying you might be thinking of canceling the service.
Yeah, I just think for right now, I'm not really ready to make the investment.
Okay, so it's
I don't have the time that's required to like really keep up with it. I got a lot going on with my job right now, and if I look at it realistically,
right
now is just not the right time for it.
Right. So I know obviously you're full time with it, but Onyx Electrical Services. I mean, you are still, you know, the business owner operating that business part time, right? I mean, it's not like you're shutting the doors. You can still take on at least a little bit more work here and there, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to have to pay a subscription fee for it.
I gotcha. No, I definitely hear you. I know that, you know, obviously as a young business and obviously working a full-time job, your advertising dollars are at a bit of a premium here. Now, as far as keeping up with it, I mean, you've done your end. We've done the client interview. We started creating all that content to get you on that first page. Really, all you'd have to do at this point in time would be to answer the phone that rings and, you know, do a couple of jobs here and there. Now, I know you don't want to commit to the service at this point. I mean, it is month to month. You certainly can stop. That's not a problem. But since we've already got everything in the works, and since you are still able to take on at least a little bit more work here and there, and I think that even one job would more than offset the cost of the service for many months, there's one thing that I can do here. I know that your next payment would be scheduled June 19th. I can push that payment out 2 weeks, you know, give you like a month and a half for us to get everything going here. Get your phone ringing. I mean, at least that way you wouldn't even have a payment scheduled at all in June. Your next payment wouldn't even be due until after July 4th, actually. So, I mean, at least that way it gives us more time to get things going for you. And, of course, it's going to pay for itself. You just have to give it the opportunity to work here. If I push out that billing, you know, 2 weeks and I mean, obviously you're still taking on the work. I don't want you to be kind of feeling like you're saddled with a bill because it's not like that. I mean, it is going to get your phone ringing, get your business out there, get that website where people can find it. And as a young company, if you're looking to even keep the business, you know, afloat and moving forward and maybe at some point down the road, you know, take it full time, this would be what you would need to get that going for you. I mean, I'm more than happy to push that next payment out until, you know, early July here for you. I mean, if that works for you, I'd be able to do that for you. I'll send you just, you know, future invoice, not like you have to pay it, but just so you can see that your next payment wouldn't even be due until July. I mean, I want to be able to keep your business. We haven't even had a chance to earn your business at this point. It's a very young account, but it looks like we've already gotten everything started here. And I know you'll see the return on investment. That's why I reduced the cost of the service from $399 to $199, right? We have to earn your business for several months for it to make any sense for us. But we know if you can take on even a little bit more work here and there, you're going to want to keep the service. It'll pay for itself and then some. I think you got Angie. I don't remember if you told me, are you paying for leads with Angie or is it like a flat monthly rate?
I spoke to them. You pay for the leads, but I'm getting out of that with them as well.
I'm glad to hear that you're.
I'm okay to push the date back for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Just to see if the phone calls do come in.
Sure, absolutely.
And then what I'll do is before that time, you said July 4th, I think.
Let me look it up. I can do that. I mean, just so you remember it easier. 2 weeks from today is July 4th. Exactly. Yeah. Or not 2 weeks from today, a month and 2 weeks from today. So, yeah, I'm going to push that out until July 4th. Okay, that's going to give you actually, you know, like 7 weeks for your first month. I'm more than happy to do that for you, and at least that way you'll remember. Give us a call maybe 2nd of July, which is Monday, if you want to keep the service. We'll move forward. call me directly. I'm going to text it out to you. I think you might still have it, though, but my toll-free and my extension. You can call anyone. They obviously message me quickly, and I get right back to you. I'm actually glad to hear you're not moving forward with Angie. And, CJ, you're lucky that you didn't get stuck with the contract. I've been with this company for a long time. Angie, or Home Advisor, was always month-to-month. You pay per lead, and that's what you've got. But last couple of months, almost 75% of business owners say, no, I'm under contract for a year. I pay a specific amount for a specific number of leads. That part varies, but you don't want to be stuck with a contract. So I'm glad you're not using Angie's, because that is a service, especially for a young company. That's a service where you got a lot of money coming out and not a lot of money coming in. So I'm real happy that you're going to keep this. I'm going to send you the future invoice. Keep in mind, it's not a bill you have to pay. It's just so you can see that your billing date is going to be the 4th of July. Easy for you to remember. And then we're not just pushing out this future, this next month. We're pushing out all future payments. So if you keep the service, it'll be bill on the 4th of every month moving forward here. Okay? Thanks again for the opportunity to get this going for you. The extra weeks are going to get your phone ringing, and I know you're going to want to keep the service. You just got to give it a chance to work, and I'm glad that you're doing that, CJ. Real pleasure speaking with you again. Again, I'm going to text out my contact information. Feel free to shoot me a text or even a quick phone call. If I don't answer, I'll call you back pretty quick. But thanks again for your time, and you take care. Have a great rest of the day, sir.
All right. You do the same. See you.
Thank you. I sure will, CJ. Take care. Bye-bye.